cause ain't nothing but a G thing, baby. Too low down G, so we're crazy. Death Row is the label that pays me. Unfadable, so please don't try to fade this. But back to the lecture at hand.
I think I finally got it. I feel like Snoop Dogg is saying lecture at hand. So picture a young black student in elementary school, and he's learning about, you know, this culture that they call the U.S. in America. And, you know, you get the run of the mill. You get the very patriotic story about people from Britain wanted to succeed from Great Britain. They came to this country on the Mayflower and da-da-da, these things. And they made these 13 colonies, right? These 13 colonies that were supposed to be the Union, be the succession, right? And as you learn about this history that they go so in-depth to, right? As a young child, you keep asking yourself, where is the black people?
I'm weak.
And you keep learning about places like South Carolina, or I should say the Carolinas in general. Mm-hmm. You learn about Vermont. Mm-hmm. You learn about Maine. All these bozo-ass
states,
right?
Colonies,
mm-hmm. right? That's what it was at the time, right? Mm-hmm. All these white men in wigs, crazy, right?
I'm weak.
Then
with slave teeth.
With Ooh. Slave teeth. Then, as you start to get more ingratiated into this thing that we call America, and they start to whitewash and basically try to brainwash you to think that they were the victors, you forget about the most important place where, I guess, unbeknownst to me and Yemi, okay. we forgot that a declaration of some sort of independence, or declaration of some type of freedom for certain people was signed mm-hmm. in this colony that you hear so much about, right? And then on top of that, it has one of the biggest historical landmarks with the cracked bell. You know what I'm saying? White people learn how to make anything historic. You feel me?
I'm weak.
And that's where me and Yemi took a trip to this last upcoming trip. If you haven't gotten the details.
What is last upcoming?
Or what is it? What the last mean? Trip that we took.
Okay.
If you haven't heard or gotten any of the contextual clues that I've given you, Liberty Bell, Declaration of Independence.
Thirteen colonies,
right? White men in wigs. We was in Philadelphia.
Yes. If you didn't say Philly, my next guess would have been D.C. But we've already been there. And
right,
you've
right,
already
right.
listened to that podcast episode.
Of course. And hopefully you watched the vlog.
The vlog, yes.
Yeah. Yes. So Miami and I took the trip to Philadelphia.
Yes. I called it Pennsylvania, and someone laughed at me, like one of our friends. I was like, oh yeah, I've never been to Pennsylvania before, and they laughed at me. I was like, isn't that the name of the state? Me, I was confused though. I said, isn't that the name of the state?
Right, it definitely
yeah,
but, is.
Yeah, I mean, like, we don't be like Illinois, we'd be like Chicago.
Right.
So yeah, that makes sense.
So we went to Philadelphia.
Very similar.
The city of brotherly love.
Is that what the name of it? That's what it's known for?
Yeah, that's the name of it, right?
Who was the brothers?
I don't know. Okay. That's not my business. But the city of brotherly love, mm-hmm. me and Yemi went for a roots picnic.
Yes.
And in the wise words of whatever meme that her and my cousin be saying every Sunday fun day, boy, we had a time last night.
because we didn't even sign out this trip.
No, you did it.
This trip was we getting silly in Philly.
Yeah, the motto for the trip was definitely we getting silly in Philly.
And we got silly as a mother.
And actually, that might be the title, getting silly in Philly.
Oh, look at you.
But yeah, we went out, we came out, we did the damn thing. We had the water ice. We had we had the Philly cheesesteak. We had the what else is a Philly staple?
Pretzels. Yeah.
We didn't get no pretzels though.
I mean, I know what they taste like.
Okay, exactly.
I had them before. We're going to talk about the review of the stuff.
Of the food, later. Most definitely.
Yeah, we're going
to
talk about that.
And then what else happened during our trip?
We went to Roots Picnic.
We ended up reconnecting with friends that we met at another festival.
Yes, in D.C.
And mm-hmm. then we met them and basically spent the whole entire weekend with them. What else did we do? We drank.
We
heard a lot of motorcycles or the T-Rex joints everywhere. But I was surprised that I didn't see no cowboys, because that's the one thing I thought. They always talk about Philly and black cowboys, but that could But, you know, we really absorbed the culture in Philadelphia, and we did what we need to do, which was get silly in Philly. Unfortunately, me and Yemi got sick.
Yeah.
So it kind of dampered the last couple, actually maybe just the last day.
The last day.
Yeah.
Literally the night before last and then the last day.
But yeah, it was a time. So let's get started with our departure too.
Yeah.
This was probably the most prepared I've ever been for a trip. Did not have to wait long. I mean, I was pretty much ready to go as soon as our brother came and picked us up, scooped us up to the airport.
I think it was because our flight was later in the day.
Most definitely.
We usually be flying at like 5-6 in the morning, and correct, this flight was
at night,
out at
6 p.m. or something like that.
It was at like 8 o'clock, which was
no
great.
It wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, it was, because I was watching the Warriors game.
Yeah, it was after 7.
So yeah,
flight was delayed, which should have been an indicator.
It should have been the first red flag of the trip.
Should have been the first red flag. Our flight there was delayed. For what? Who knows?
They were trying to say something that there was too many planes in the air.
Which probably so.
Which I guess, if you haven't noticed, the reason why flights are high is not just because of the gas prices. It's actually because of the supply of the number of people that are, there's like, so let me just put it like this. If you've been following the travel trends, the epicenter of like the most travel is in Europe, specifically the UK, or I should say London and all that stuff. So there's a huge rise in travel post pandemic, because that's what they're considering this now. Now that the world has adjusted to COVID and the number of deaths are lowering significantly.
We still in it.
Exactly. But yeah, that's the reason why flights are also as high, because now they don't have a number of flight attendants to keep up with the demand. So now it's like they have to figure out a way to
cut the cost.
No, not cut the cost. They have to figure out a way to get the most out of their, they have to figure out the most how to get out of their flight attendants and pilots. And little unbeknownst to you, Delta, like almost 3,000 pilots went on strike because they began to overwork.
How you know I didn't know that?
Did you know that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So now you know the travel thing is going crazy, right?
Yeah, I'm next, moving on.
but
how you know I didn't know that?
So travel is really crazy right now. So prices are going up in order to compensate for the workers
this
there, because
ridiculous.
If they're going to do it, then you're going to have to pay them. Anyways, me and Yemi, first sign, we got to the flight on time.
Yeah,
we got through TSA. The
quickly.
Gate was right there.
Quickly.
And then there was a big
ass.
We was a big ass wait for about 45 minutes to an hour.
It wasn't that long, but it was.
It was that long.
It was an hour long.
Okay, 45 minutes. And we were there basically right on time.
Literally. Yeah, like we was walking to the gate and our stuff was supposed to be boarding.
Correct.
So yeah,
that's how I like to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because
O'Hara, like, if you don't have to wait,
exactly,
you shouldn't. But
exactly,
it never hurts to be earlier.
But
or
then
be
we
on
did
time.
That, and we still waited 30
that's,
to 45.
That's just because when we got there, it was delayed.
And then we caught the flight. Flight was pretty chill. We dropped down, touchdown, and then we ended up in Philly at whatever time. And then I'm a big fan of taking public transit.
Yeah.
So I was trying to figure out how to do it for the cheap, as opposed to taking a $60, $70 Uber.
Mm-hmm.
But it was impossible at the time of night. Apparently, there was a 24-hour train. I didn't see it stop.
No,
once.
There was a train, but it was going to take
40 minutes to get there.
Like, not even 40 minutes. It was going to take an hour and some change to get there, because the train.
Know.
No, I literally looked at it.
I looked at it as well. It said 44 minutes.
Okay. Well, we ended up taking an Uber anyway.
Right. We took the Uber.
And the Uber was 20 minutes.
20 minutes. Got down to the hotel. And I'm going to have some beef with this hotel. Usually, and this is a discussion we could have for a different day, but I don't know what's going on in hotels and Airbnb nowadays, but y'all need to keep y'all upkeep and y'all maintenance right. I walked into the Airbnb.
The hotel?
I'm sorry. I walked into the hotel. And immediately, as I started to put my stuff in different places, I saw a staple on the ground. Give or take, okay, I can live with that. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the person did beforehand, I can live with that. But then I saw a piece of plastic that was on the T-shirt. And then I was like, So did they actually clean this room? Mind you, we came in later, which means they had plenty of time to make sure that room was clean.
Yeah.
Then as I progress into the room, because one thing I always do now is when I go to these hotels and Airbnb, I make sure that this bitch is clean for my level and my peace of mind. Not saying that I have any type of, I guess I have my
OCD.
No, I definitely do not. I was particular. I'm just particular. We all are about certain things. Mm-hmm. And once I know the place is clean, guess what? I can be my full self.
Right.
After I put my thing, on a bench, underneath the bench, there was a whole piece of candy. I was like, so strike three. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, you, that's three things with less than a minute. Then I went to the bathroom. In the bathroom,
yeah,
toilet paper was used. Okay. They tried to do the little fake folding thing, da-da-da.
Yeah.
Shit was used. Mm-hmm. Then I was really offset. Then I went to the tub.
Right.
Here I am. I thought there was marks on the tub until I took a shower. It's pubic hair everywhere.
Yay.
So then I was like...
All the other things that Deji was concerned about. I didn't care for it. It don't matter to me. But when he said the hair in the bathroom, in the shower, that's when I said, okay, this is the one that we have to be concerned about. Because me, I don't even do people hair. People hair. What did you call it? What is it called?
Pubic hair.
I don't do those people hairs. But Shumbo, once he said that it was hair in the thing, I said, okay, we have to do something about this.
And from there, it was really like, when I realized that I was showering in pubic hair, I've been in the locker room before, so I really don't have no qualms, but those was people I knew, right? Like when I was on the football team, those was the guys I knew. So it's like,
it don't matter if you know them or not.
Yes, it does. It definitely does.
Okay.
Right? Because how am I supposed to hop into something that's already a public shared space?
I mean, like, it don't matter. Like, it shouldn't make a difference. You shouldn't be showering with anybody here in the...
Well, you kind of have to, because don't you have hair fall off your body when you're in the shower?
Yeah, but I'm talking about, this is me and you. This is not people that you play football with. This is a random person.
That's what I'm saying. In the hotel space. So I was really caught off guard because I was like, yo, this is gross. Like, whatever. So then we let them know. I told Yemi immediately, just let them know
before
whatever the next day was.
Yeah, because I had to book the hotel. Can we talk about that briefly?
Sure, you could talk about it.
Deji's been very lax on getting things done as it pertains to community trips that we're taking. I don't know. Do you feel like you shouldn't be responsible for that, or was there?
No, it's not responsibility. It's just you're doing everything that I did last year, right? So I booked a lot of, and I know because I got all the points, right? So I booked a lot of the hotels. I booked a lot of everything else.
Which hotels? Name one.
So when we stayed in the Airbnb and whatever in Atlanta, the first time, I booked that.
Which
was for one. That was last year.
Yeah, and that was a poor decision.
No, it wasn't. I mean, yes, obviously, but we both agreed upon it. So was the second one any better?
No.
Okay, so all right, that's what I thought. And then on top of that, after that, we stayed in a hotel on
you did
my
that.
Points.
Okay.
Yeah, that was last year.
Okay.
Then we went to New York. Who booked that?
Me.
Okay, well, how let you have that.
Mm-hmm. We went to Vegas.
Yeah, who booked that?
Me.
No.
Yes.
No. It's not possible.
Okay, Deji. I know that I booked it because I picked that one because it had a hotel. It had not a hotel. It had a pool.
Silver Spring.
Yeah,
but it was too cold at that time.
It wasn't cold. Fucking Vegas talk about it's cold. It's 80 degrees and they talk about it's winter.
It's their winter though. Yeah.
We went in November. Excuse me for the sound. But yeah, it wasn't fucking cold. It was 80 degrees. They talk about it's winter.
Yeah, but
y'all can go to hell.
But that's their winter though, low key.
Either way. So yeah, that's how I know you didn't book it. So
that's two. And I just named three that I paid for.
No. You
okay, so what? We went to New York. We went to Atlanta. We went to where else?
That was all for that year. November was the last trip we went on.
Okay, so then I booked the majority of the places that we stayed. You did two places. Now, if you want to come at me this year, yes. But Shumbo?
Yeah, Shumbo. What's the team?
We've only been to three places together this year.
I did New York. I did D.C. And I did this last trip, Philly.
We've only been to three places together this year.
And I've done all three of them.
Okay.
After the last two that I did. So that's five to your two.
No, it's five to my three. Did you not just hear me?
What was your three?
The hotel that I used my points for, the hotel, the B&B in Atlanta, and then the third one was, Hold on. I did say three, though. I literally did.
Let's move forward. I just feel like I keep using my car to pay for the hotels, and then y'all niggas want to take 3 years to pay me back.
First of all, don't ever in your life lie. I definitely have compensated you back every single time. So don't be on this podcast. Not for Philly yet. I've never been somebody who's paid.
Not for Philly yet.
What do you mean not for Philly?
I have not gotten paid for Philly yet.
What the? Yes, you have gotten paid for Philly.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have, Yemi.
I haven't.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't. That money that you sent me, that was not for Philly. That was for the money you owe me from back.
No, Yemi. So I haven't even told you. We're not even going to do this on this podcast.
I haven't told you how much it was going to cost yet.
So that's your own problem.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
And secondly, I told you I'm not paying for something like that. So I told you need to call.
Okay, let's talk to the people on the podcast. Deji feels like he shouldn't have to pay for it.
No.
Let me tell it. No,
because you're gonna warp the story.
No, and then you can intrude.
Go ahead, tell the story.
I will.
Go ahead.
Deji feels like after all of this extra long explaining he was doing about how he didn't like the hotel stay, he feels like he should not have to pay for his hotel stay because of the conditions of the hotel. I called the hotel. Okay, Deji, shut up. Let me.
You know, because you're telling it wrong.
And you will have your time.
The reasoning you're giving is wrong.
Felt like you didn't have to, you shouldn't have to pay because you were not comfortable in your hotel stay.
No,
I called them, spoke to American Express, spoke to the hotel. They did not want to give me the money off. But I'll let Deji tell his side of the story. Maybe we can use y'all for some conflict resolution. Please let us know. Go ahead, Deji.
Thank you. So yeah, me saying all this, right? So yes, the problem I was having with the hotel was the upkeep. So once we let them know that, hey, our hotel is not up to the standards that we want, they have one chance to correct that action, which they did not. The second time I went back into that tub, and after you having taken a shower, I was the only one to take a shower, there was still those same pubic hairs that I mentioned, right? On top of that, the candy was still under the bench. And more importantly, I didn't tell y'all I had ripped sheets. Oh, so all these things that are adding up, and then you let them know, because one thing they did is they made sure they changed them sheets, right? That's the only thing that they did. They didn't go back and re-vacuum and clean anything. They didn't do any of that. So when I was telling him, because I've done this before, I haven't done it many times, when you are not satisfied with your stay and you have made the proper things, which is let the hotel know and the front desk know and all those things, you have every right to fight for your money back. Especially if you did
that. And I did that. Nah, so what are you saying?
No, because I'm telling you, you didn't do it.
I told Deji, if you feel like I didn't do what I needed to do,
yeah, because I would
call them and talk to them.
No, because how am I supposed to do that? I'm not Yemi Giwa, right?
Why would you? Do they know who it is when they get on the phone?
I don't. First of all, it's not for me to shit. It's not for me to tell, right?
I really did. I really called them and told them they don't want to give me the money back. So if they don't want to give me the money back, we have to still pay for it. But you feel like you don't have to pay for it.
False.
I literally called them. I was on the phone with them for like 2 hours.
So you know how you could, it's very simple. In this day and age, it's
so now
Deji's
saying because I was unable to do something he shouldn't have to compensate me.
You're actually putting words in mouth. And that's crazy. That's what people like to do in arguments. They like to put words in your mouth. Let me tell you point blank and period. When you have, that's why you use credit cards. That's why you don't use debit cards, right? When you have a credit card, especially the credit card that you have, because it got power, you have every right to call these people and dictate, hey, this was not up to the level of standard that I wanted. I really don't care what you're saying or what you can get me. I am not happy with my service. So it could go one of two ways. You could either lose my business, right? Or you could get this rectified. And because of the fact that I know you spend a decent amount of money with them on a monthly basis, guess what they're not going to do?
Okay, well, let's move forward because it's I did that. You're not telling me something I don't know how to do. I know how to put on my white lady voice and talk to people. You're not telling me something
I'm
that
not
I
even
did.
Tell you excuse I'm not telling you me. I don't want white lady. I want Nigerian woman.
And I did that too. I could do anything.
I want Nigerian.
Yeah, I'm multifaceted. I could do anything. There's no limit to the things I could do. No. That's why it's called Suki G's with two E's, because I make everything I do look easy. But I'm telling you, I did that. I can do it again. You know what? I'll try again because it's still my credit card bill. They can always refund me my money.
Right.
So I'll do that again. Let's move forward. So Friday.
Because you keep. This, no. all this, I wish I was like you and how you arbitrarily just be putting up a bill. When, honestly, I ain't got no bill. Because we could go back and forth about certain things that I've never let you pay for, okay?
But so you always mean, want to, you that know, doesn't mean you shouldn't have to so pay crazy. For a $500 bill.
I'm speaking to all of the older siblings out there. Ain't it crazy when you the older sibling, you didn't foot so much for your younger sibling.
So I should foot a $500 hotel room? Are you dumb?
Excuse me. Let me lie. Is that what you always do? Isn't it
crazy? I'll crash the plane.
Isn't it crazy when you the youngest sibling and you finally have to put out one time or a couple times? They want to be on your throat with that money. I need it. I want my money and I need it now type shit. It's crazy how they really be on your throat. But all the years when I was like, cool, you can get it to me when you can get it to me. Now that all that grace and forgiveness is no longer there, bro. They be on your neck like you a loan shark, bro. They be on your neck.
Yeah, because I've actually had to spend money on some things.
Okay.
I had to spend a lot of money. I've spent so much money already on things.
And So what have I done?
I don't know. It don't matter.
Okay,
we're spending too older much time
siblings,
talking about this.
Please hold me accountable and solidarity. Ain't this shit crazy? Younger How siblings you, think they can get away.
What are you holding somebody accountable and in solidarity? Let's move forward.
Because.
Let's move forward.
All right, now you want to move forward.
You're still talking about it. Let's move forward.
Oh, now you get upset.
No, I'm not upset. Okay, I'm just saying let's
move
forward.
We can tell
forward.
It's all right, good. Anyway, so after the hotel,
please.
Which I have no problem paying, but Yemi be acting like I should just pay just because she give me a number. It's crazy. Yemi be asking for receipts.
I already did Deji, let's move forward.
Yemi be asking
let's
for receipts.
Let's move forward, please.
But then she just tell me a number, and then she be like, you got to owe me this. Okay.
And I send you every single document. I send you every screenshot, everything,
I don't even ask
every
for any of that stuff, because unlike you.
Oh, Lord. But let's move forward.
I'm out here fighting for money.
Let's move forward.
I ain't a crab in a barrel.
Let's move
Anyways,
forward. Anyways. Please. Goddamn.
After that, the first night we just chilled, because we got there at like 1 or 30, 2 o'clock, slept in.
1 or 30, 2 o'clock.
Whatever, Yemi.
Late.
Sure. Next day, we went to some...
Breakfast place.
Two breakfast places. The first one was not a brunch place, but they advertised it as a breakfast.
Yeah, it was giving vibes. It was giving breakfast vibes.
But it didn't have
brunch.
No,
it was giving brunch vibes.
It
so
didn't
we
have
went,
no brunch.
We went right around the corner and got some actual breakfast food.
Sure. It was all right.
Yeah, it was okay. It wasn't like...
I don't think I had anything until the last day that was bussing, and we'll get there.
What was that you had that was bussing?
The Chinese food.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that. Yeah. Oh, yes. Okay. I forgot about that. But yeah.
Exactly.
So then on Friday, Deji had to work, right?
I worked, yeah, till about like 6, 7 o'clock.
Mm.
But it was for Friday, so it wasn't anything too serious. Mm-hmm. And then after the fact, what did we do? After.
Cousin came into town.
Cousin,
finally,
we waited on our
landed,
cousin.
Finally landed, got ready, and then
we went out
to get some
food.
Some food.
And alcohol.
And liquor, because we was going to our friend's housewarming
yep.
afterwards. I loved how like we was able to like do what we needed to do there, but also have fun with the people that are from Philly, live in Philly.
Oh, yeah. We definitely got the full Philly experience.
Yeah. Like our friend just like finished, you know, like his house. So we had a housewarming just conveniently on the same weekend as Roots Picnic. So we met a lot of people.
Or maybe purposely.
Either way, ended up working out very fine. House party, you know, we talked to the people about the Jones and the Jones and the Junes. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, of course. Obviously, you know this. Everywhere I go, I try to pick up the slang, right? And Philly slang is kind of interesting, right? Because they have a lot of nouns that just mean shit, right? Like John. John could be a person, place, or noun or whatever. Person, place, or thing.
Yeah.
So, right, John is one of them. And if you act in nut or nutty, you act in OC, out of control, crazy, da-da-da. And there was a lot of other stuff that we had gotten into, so I was just listening to the Philly people talk a lot.
Talk about that situation with the people, with the girls.
Okay, so I...
Because I was listening, but I had to walk away.
So, I basically met a woman mm-hmm. Who was in an open relationship. Mm. And the woman was about like 23, 24. And she was dating another person there.
Mm-hmm.
But she also had been in a long-term relationship with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Again, I'm just a stranger passing through a town. I don't really know how I'd be running into these conversations. But then Shorty just starts going into depth about their relationship. Shorties. Start going into depth about their relationship. And
what was they saying?
The one girl, she was African American, black, whatever. She was talking about her frustration because it seems like they had a really good chemistry and connection.
Right.
But the other girl who's already been in a long-term relationship, I think she was Latino or white. I don't really know.
Do these races matter?
Yes, because it gives people context.
Oh, okay.
Story, come on, storytelling. Mm-hmm. So obviously she's divulging her situation. She's been with the dude. The dude happened to be black as well. And the dude was okay with the open relationship. It's long distance, so they had communicated a lot of things. But at the end of the day,
she's not gonna leave her nigga.
She was not gonna leave her man, okay. Right? Which I didn't want to say this because, again, I'm a visitor in a town. Right, I'm a passerby, right? But at the end of the day, it looked like because her man was away, she needed some type of companionship. Mm-hmm. And in that companionship, she found a woman that she really fucked with, and she started catching feelings for her heavy, and she didn't know what to do, which is your own fault, right? Mm-hmm. Because if you're of the thinking that, hey, because I'm feeling lonely and all these things and I want to have somebody to cuddle with and be able to communicate and talk to about certain things, then one, you're just not being fair to the person who could actually be falling in love with you and be actually seeing a full future with you. So I was trying to get her to the point to understand that, like, who really cares what you feel and what you like, but you have to be fair to both parties, right? Mm-hmm. And that, in essence, is what I was trying to say. Your happiness is your happiness. But don't be trying to, again, and this was what crazy. Again, I'm a passerby in a town that I don't know. But she was trying to justify to me. And I was like, shorty, I don't care. John. Right? John, I don't care. And I was like.
We should make that the episode. John with a G. I don't care.
I don't care. Honestly, on everything that I know and I love. To me, it's just a relationship that you're having with two people at the same time.
Yeah.
Now, whatever you decide to do is your own portion. Just don't try to make it. And she's like, I'm just getting so tired of being the bad guy. But I'm like, you are the bad guy. Because in this situation, you're indecisive.
Well, everybody wants to do this poly. Me, I don't know. That's Shekana. She said, I don't know what y'all got going on. I'm not a part of that.
Yeah. And that's why I was really crazy, because then one of our homegirls was trying to explain the situation, because she doing the same shit, not in the realm of like one being a guy and a girl, but two dudes. And I'm like, yo, y'all niggas is crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying?
The
like,
world, the status of relationships is it's so bad right now that people think it is. And I'm not saying that it's not okay. I'm just saying that people will result to being in like a multiple person situation,
yeah, easy,
just so they don't have to commit to one person, because everybody believes now that, oh, you don't own anybody, that people are free to do what they want to do.
You
can do that on your own side. Yeah. Me on my own end is me and you only.
No, that's the thing. And I was listening.
I was literally listening to the conversation. I said, girl, you need to let her go and let's move on. Because y'all over here, this is a party. We over here partying. We over here functioning. They got the music playing. It's Jollof rice right here. Y'all are worried about the wrong things right now.
Hey,
we got a bottle of Hennessy.
And that pasta salad was banging.
Oh my God.
That shit was so fire.
The food was so good, yo.
I went for like 3 or 4 plates. Shout out to whoever made that pasta salad.
Shout out to Olu for inviting us.
I don't know if it was Olu.
No, he might have not made it, but shout out to Olu for inviting us, because we had a great time.
Wonderful time. And this house is actually really beautiful. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, that was the party. So after that, we was in the hood too. We was in a hood in Philly. So people say we ain't never been nowhere. We was in a hood in Philly. Our Uber driver was playing the music. She was bumping us.
Most of the Uber drivers were.
Yeah, most of them. But she was definitely, she was like, people don't let me turn up with them. I'm like, girl, you can play that music as loud as you want. We're going to turn up for this.
As need to.
Because we stayed downtown Philly and we drove to the hood. So she was like, nobody really be letting me turn up. I'm like, girl, turn the music up. We're going to turn up with you real quick.
Definitely. And then after that, it was, what do we do? We went to Olu's place again. And then
Saturday,
we did brunch there, sort of, not really.
We just ate.
And then, we just ate.
And then we went to the picnic.
We went to the picnic.
Which is crazy because we were so late to the picnic. No, we actually got there early.
There wasn't anybody.
It just wasn't people performing.
There was not anybody the first day. Yeah. Let me tell y'all something.
Mm-hmm. It was hot as hell.
I've been to a lot of music festivals, but I don't know if it's me being more prepared or whatever, but it was hot as hell.
Yeah, it was really hot.
And I was like, there was not. And the thing that really pissed me off is music festivals.
No free water.
Music festivals.
Mm-hmm.
Music festivals.
Talk to them.
Don't be complaining.
Call
about
NBA. Say it one more time.
Music festivals.
Talk to them.
Y'all can't keep going on this shit about how y'all care about safety and mm-hmm. people need to learn how to act at music festivals, and like it's part of, it's the recipient's responsibility if to be safe and all those things. If y'all not providing the things to keep us safe, yeah, right?
Water is free.
First of all, I couldn't even tell you where the first aid station was. Water was not readily available. They made you pay the motherfucking $11 for that shit.
Really?
For a regular ass fucking 12-ounce bottle, right? And then on top of that, you in this big ass crowd, y'all not spraying water on the people. Y'all not doing
Mist
nothing.
Stations.
There's none of that shit.
It was no shade. It was in the middle of a park, I think.
Right. And I was looking at it. And I was like, man, I'm hot as hell, bro. Yeah, like,
we went to that one thing just so we could get some shade.
Yeah, I was about to pass out. No, and literally. I wasn't even drinking like that.
Really? Honestly, I'm like, did we drink that much before?
No.
Like, we did drink some, but like not enough to where we felt like we was, I really couldn't tell you what was happening under there. And I think a lot of it had to do with the Hennessy, but also the heat.
Heat
and Hennessy don't work well together.
And there was a lot of loud smoke. Like I'm talking about, there was no clean oxygen in that motherfucking park.
Well, we needed some oxygen.
And this is my second point, music festivals.
We needed some oxygen.
Second point, music festivals. Mm-hmm. I'm on y'all right now.
Who are you talking to?
It's music festivals.
Okay.
If you're going to have a music festival, mm-hmm. please make sure that your space is accommodating.
Uh-oh.
If you're going to have...
You changing up your voice? You okay?
Yeah, because I'm really frustrated. I was at that bitch, bro, and I was like, yo, why the fuck are we on top of each other like this?
Yeah, they just took his shirt off and everything.
Yeah, I was like, yo, this is fucking wild. If you can't have a music festival and you're going to be basically...
Because
at this point, you know what it is. I'm on your ass. Because at this point, y'all know... They knew that there was going to be at least 50,000 people at Roots Picnic.
They know how many tickets they sell.
And y'all was selling them bitches about like hotcakes, mm-hmm. but y'all didn't have enough spaces.
Yeah, it was very cheap. The tickets for, as it compares to the other music festivals we've been to.
It was $200.
Yeah, this was a very cheap one.
So you knew you was going to have that motherfucker jam packed.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to have a big enough venue mm-hmm. in whatever state it is so that people could spread the fuck out.
Yeah.
When they have Lollapalooza, They damn near block off 4 or 5 blocks around Grant Station.
Wow.
That way you can spread out. If you need to catch some fresh air, you can get away from the crowd. You have multiple stages. And
there's literally one main stage.
One main stage.
And then when the person was performing, okay, I understand if it's like the headliner, but like...
Should at least have two stages.
But the way that they had the show set up, and we could talk about that too, the way that they had the festival set up is like, it was nobody performing for real. So everybody was at the same stage at the same time. Like when Jasmine went on, it was so many people.
Just on top of each other. And y'all walked closer. Like me and my cousin, I should say our cousin, we stayed back because of the...
That was for Jasmine, right?
No, that was for Jasmine. It was for Jasmine. And okay. I was like, no, I'm good, bro. I'm like, I'm really finna pass out. I don't want to be any closer and like be on top of people. Because I was really like, this space right here, at least there's some room to breathe, you feel me?
Yeah, it was no breathing room.
And I was like, I don't know how y'all did it up there, but you know, when in Philly, you get silly. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely silly in Philly. Yeah, we had to leave early though. We was gonna wait for Mary J. Blige, but we had to leave.
And oh, this music festival. Another thing, music festivals.
That was not on time.
Y'all niggas keep talking about lineups.
Yeah.
And then y'all niggas be late.
Yeah.
And on top of that,
I be knowing Digi so well. Don't be late. What he gonna talk about next?
It don't be late. Late. Them niggas was at least 30 to 40 minutes late.
Dumb
like Mary J, how a music festival going to...
Supposed to end at 10.
Latest. End at midnight.
It's supposed to end at 10, and Jasmine Sullivan finished her set at 10, which means that the next motherfucker, which is Mary J. Blige, which is who I really wanted to see, no lie, because I was ready to get it pumping and jumping in that dancery. But I can't, I mean, me from,
get
from,
up,
from,
I'm on it.
We was up from, me even too, I woke up early, from 10 in the morning, we was drinking, we was eating, we was drinking, we was eating, we was standing in the heat, just outside catching vibes. I cannot make it to 12 midnight, just so I can know that.
I see Mary J. At that point, I'll see you in a concert, honestly.
Just and so I can say that this is real love.
About music festivals.
Okay, for the first day. The first music festival day. So
if y'all don't get more fucking stands and booths,
please.
So niggas are not waiting in line for an hour to get a drink or a piece of food that could make the difference in them actually enjoying. Like the majority of my time the first day was literally waiting in line.
Waiting for drinks.
For drinks or food.
And pizza. But the pizza was busting though.
Pizza was busting.
And Deji saying that, you know, he don't even eat cheese.
Yeah, but that's how long I was waiting in line. I just had to eat something.
Something. They didn't really have that many options, though. The fries didn't have no salt on them.
The chicken tenders didn't give you no ketchup or barbecue sauce. So I'm like, y'all niggas is coming unprepared.
It's just a very, like, people are giving us half-assed. I was about to call my bank and report fraud, but you saw what happened when I tried to call.
So now you was
going to
call your bank on that, but you wasn't going to call.
Listen. I was going to call my bank and report fraud, but I saw how they did me on a hotel, so I said, there's no point. But, yeah.
I'm very frustrated.
Yeah, Roots Picnic, first day.
I'm very frustrated.
4 out of 10.
Very frustrated.
4 out of 10. And the only reason why you get the 4 is because we was in that tent and it was busting.
Exactly. The tent was actually the most funnest part. You had the shade. The DJ was actually going crazy.
Yeah, the DJ was going crazy.
And I was like, damn. After that, I was like, I literally was standing in line the majority of the festival.
Yeah.
So I was really just like, I was really OC. Jasmine did her thing. She played my favorite song, Her So Good. And I was cool. You know, it's whatever. I've seen Jasmine about 3 or 4 times now. So, but then after the fact, we went out. It's crazy. Well, I don't know where we went. I guess it's equivalent to the Boys Town of Philly.
Oh, yeah. But let's talk about the Water Ice. What did you think about the
Water Ice? Oh, yeah. So when we left early, we walked out.
And there was like food trucks. So food we got trucks, some Water Ice.
So then, you know, infamous. What do you always hear about Philly? If you actually mess with Philly, you hear about Philly cheesesteak and you hear about Water Ice. What did I say? Water Ice. Say it one more time with me. Water Ice. Water Ice. So we got that.
Mine wasn't good, but I think I just got the wrong flavor.
You definitely got the wrong flavor. Yeah, I got because mine was bussing.
Yeah, I got like blueberry and lemon or something.
And
like
I got
that.
Like some. I got passion fruit. Some and it was.
Yeah, yours is good. I need to go back and try it again, and I need to go somewhere else. Like our friend Drew was saying that, like, nah, you need to go to like a hood spot and get some Water Ice.
Luigi's.
I'll go back, going back for 5 days.
Luigi's or whatever. Yeah, we stayed too long. Philly is definitely like a 3-day town type of joint.
Two days, go to New York, then fly out from New York.
Exactly.
Yeah, type deal. But yeah, so that was, so we went to
the equivalent of Boys Town.
Boys Town. Not even, they call it the Gayborhood.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah, so we went there. We went to this one place, and they was talking about $50 to get in. I said, excuse me?
It wasn't even given that. When you live in Chicago and these motherfuckers really be making you pay cover charges, I'm like, what? I was looking at this. I was ready to walk home.
They make you pay to get in places in Chicago, too. But they
not $50.
No, definitely not. No,
at that point,
$50.
They'd be like.
I think it was just because it was their Pride weekend, and the place that we went to was like a gay club, I think.
Yeah, and it was a lot. I'm going to be honest with you. It was a lot.
They also gave you a free shot.
For me, it was a lot. I've seen a lot of, I wouldn't even say I've seen a lot, but it was a lot. Like, when we actually went into that bitch, maybe because I've never really been to, like, a gay club. Because I don't know what you would call progress. It's a bar.
It's a bar.
At the end of the day. But, like, wow. I'm talking about, wow.
Oh, well.
I don't have, and not bad. And, you know, like, whenever you do stuff, you experience and you absorb the culture. But sometimes I feel like...
Yeah, we was trying to go down to South Street and be where the niggas was at, but...
As in Philly...
Was the shooting
Philly,
that day?
Philly did what Philly does, and that's gun violence like a motherfucker.
Yes, there was a shooting, so we couldn't even go on South Street.
So there was a shooting the first night after a concert that was going on there.
Yeah, it was on Saturday.
On Saturday, so it was closed down when we wanted to go there. But
yeah, then we went out, and on Sunday...
It was a good time. Sunday was, I would say this.
The better day?
It was better, but it was still the same shit, right? Sunday was actually worse because not only were they delayed, but people's sets were cut in half.
Yikes.
Because Keisha Cole only performed 3 songs.
No, I feel like she went on for longer.
No.
You just only remember 3 songs.
No, I didn't even
she
drink
did
like
Heaven
that.
She did Heaven Sent.
Okay.
She did Let It Go.
Okay, she might have did 4 or 5.
Yeah, she had a little decent set. Like
she had a 20-minute set.
Music So Child,
she had
Keisha,
she had a 25-minute set.
How long is her set supposed to be? This is Keisha Cole. It's not Beyonce.
She has, go through her catalog when you actually listen to her.
She did Trust.
She got about 10 songs you could listen to.
Yeah, but you're not finna do all 10 songs, and I'm pretty sure she's pregnant.
She definitely is pregnant.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
she definitely looked like she had a baby bump.
But congratulations, Keisha. But also, we went to brunch before. She used to be skinny. But either way, we went to brunch before the music festival. You're getting ahead of yourself.
Oh, yeah.
We're trying to go to the brunch. A lot of places in Philly, they don't do reservations. It's first come, first serve.
Oh, and we went to that bogus ass spot. Lincoln? Or no, that was DC.
That was DC.
Oh yeah, you're right.
So like
mixing my spots up.
But they are BYOB. So you know, we went to this one spot that wasn't BYOB. So we was drinking in the car before we went.
Mm-hmm.
I think the place was called Louie Louie. Yes, Louie Louie.
It was French.
It was okay. Yeah, I would prefer brunch, but like we got there at 2:45 and their brunch ended at 3. So we was all
eating chicken sandwiches. And they was out
of everything. Yeah, we was all eating chicken sandwiches. So, but that was cute, a little catch vibe before we went to the music festival. Just, I feel like you should have brought that up because it wasn't
memorable, obviously, to me.
Well, that's true. But it was still just like something we did. So if you guys ever want to go to Philly, it's cute on the inside for sure, but we sat outside because take advantage of the weather. Yeah, yeah, take advantage of the weather. It's not, you know.
If I want to go anywhere, I'm going to go outside and eat.
Period. Yeah, so then we went to the music festival.
We went to...
And we saw Kishko, we saw Music Soulchild, we saw SWV, who we've all seen before. We've seen all of them before, except for Keisha.
I haven't seen music.
Okay, I'm talking about the verses. Okay, yeah, he did the verses before.
And he can't really sing like that in person.
That's what they said. I wasn't really paying attention.
And then SWV was missing a member.
Yeah, but really all you need is Coco, if we're being honest.
Was Coco there?
Yeah, Coco was there.
Okay.
But that's why they still went on.
I was not paying attention.
That's not shade. Yeah, we was lit by then.
Very lit.
Again, still waiting 4 hours for some pizza. Let me say this. I was trying to cut these black folk, like back cut them. Mm-hmm. I walked to them. I was like, OMG, cousin. This girl gonna look at me in 90 degree weather with a fucking fedora on her head and say, that's none of my business. I said, bitch, let me mince my words and just walk off. Because one thing about it, you got on this motherfucking Pharrell cowboy hat in the middle of May. It's 90 degrees outside.
Oh, people love wearing a fedora.
And you want to tell me that's none of my business. Act like I'm not speaking to you.
You ain't seen Cam
Newton? That's all I'm going to say. It's not even about the hat. It's about the conditions. It's about the conditions. The bitch had on a winter fedora and some gotcha shorts. That's none of my business. I'm not talking about you personally. I'm just saying all you had to do was let me backwards cut you.
That's valid.
That's it.
Valid.
I'm not going to say too much else.
But
because I can't remember what she looked
before like. Before we get into it real quick, we have a little mid-roll.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Nothing But a G Thing Podcast. If you've been listening before or if you are a new listener, we back with a Newsly ad. All we have to tell you is that Newsly is an audibly listening app where you can listen to podcasts like Nothing But a G Thing, but also many and plenty. You can listen in over 40 countries and America, the greatest. That's a joke, clearly. All you have to do is go to newsly.me and download the app on iOS or Google Play Store, if that's your portion. Use the code GTHING, capital G, capital T, capital H, capital I-N-G. Use our code, get your first month free of a premium subscription. Now let's get to the show. Yeah, so other than that, we saw Summer Walker.
Yeah.
Again.
She wasn't giving all that. And okay. She
performed like half her shit.
Yeah.
Who came out? The dude who's on White Tee, right? Because she always brings somebody out in her performances.
I didn't even know. Who the hell is YT?
He's on one of her songs. Not on Over It, but the like EP that she did before Over It. He's
okay.
On one of her songs. And he came out. So that was cute. And then after that, we left.
Yeah,
did we go out? Oh,
y'all
yeah,
did.
We did.
Y'all did.
You stayed in. They just stayed in.
I slept. I was exhausted.
And Charles and I went downtown again. And we was just playing the let out. Just playing the let out. You want to talk about the let out?
What about the let out?
Just explain what it is.
Oh, the let out. Let out. After the bars close, people just party in the streets.
Yes.
They congregate. They talk. They socialize, and they continue to drink if they got it on them.
If they got it on you, yeah. So we just played that. What they said is play the let out. So we did that for a little bit. We was in the streets. We saw the sex workers outside. You know, because that's when they come outside.
Right. Sex workers?
Yeah, sex workers.
You saw sex workers?
We didn't see them doing the sex work, but we
knew. That's not what I'm saying. I didn't even know that there was. That sounds naive of me to say, but I didn't even think
they're everywhere. Hello, people just can't. There's not enough resources for people to not have to.
So they was in the streets with y'all?
Yeah, like my friend knew some. Like our friends knew some of them. Like was talking to them. Like they was like, yeah, they're about to start working. And I was like, oh, okay, what are they about to do? Well, you know what they're doing.
Period. I know what they're doing. That's interesting, though. That's
I mean, if you don't allow people resources and you make it hard for them to get jobs given their circumstances and their conditions, then they have to do what they can do.
You
to
mean
work.
Circumcisions that they're being what, transgendered or
things of that sort. So, that's what we saw.
Let people notice because you know there's some straight male. There's probably a lot of straight males that listen to this that don't know that.
Hello, well, welcome to the show. Now you know. So that happened, and then we got some Chinese food. When I tell you.
Bussin'.
This is some of the best Chinese food that I've ever had.
I don't know. What was that soup?
In
wonton?
My life. No, that soup saved our life.
Was that wonton? What was it?
I think it was egg drop. Either wonton or egg drop soup. That either way.
Fire.
It was just, and we needed it because this is when we started feeling
sick.
Under the weather.
Mm-hmm.
So that soup changed my life. Mm-hmm. We should have got more. I didn't. Mm-hmm. I wasn't thinking. But I was just like, no, I need some soup because I'm feeling a little bit under the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Soup. Fried rice,
the way I ate
salt pepper
soup.
Shrimp, salt pepper chicken. Everything was good.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was good. I've been having dreams about that Chinese food because I know I'm not finna get it here.
Nah, there's not really. It's not here.
I think I even got crab rangoon. I don't know. I might have spent like $50 on Chinese food, and it was worth it.
Nah, it definitely was. It definitely was busting. I'm not gonna lie to y'all.
Then the next day. We ate that shit cold in the morning. That's how good it was.
Mm-hmm. But then that was our last day
in the room.
Yeah, that was very. That's what I'm saying. Then the last day, which was the day. Speaking of, we went.
No, yeah, Monday.
Monday, mm-hmm. We did. Well, you and Charles had a day.
Yeah, we would. And we then I some history adventures.
And then I went to work.
Yeah, let me.
At WeWork, because you know, Mr. Interdomestic.
Interdomestic, they had a WeWork for you to work at. That's pretty cool, though. Yeah, mm-hmm. So we just went and saw the sights. We went to see the Liberty Bell, which was pretty cool because, like Deji said, when we was in school, I actually, full circle moment, did a project on the state of Pennsylvania. Like, that was what we had to do for fourth grade. Fourth grade, you did a state project. Fifth grade, you did a celebrity project. And sixth grade, you did a country project. So.
Really?
Yeah, you probably don't remember, but I do. So fifth grade or fourth grade,
I remember.
I did Pennsylvania.
Because my country was Nigeria.
Yeah.
My state was New York. And the person I did was JFK.
Yeah, so cool. I did Pennsylvania and I brought pretzels, soft pretzels for like the food part of it. I really don't remember too much about the project or what I had to learn because I didn't really give a fuck about school. Oh, that was pretty funny. Yeah. So we went to see the Liberty Bell. We saw, some other like historical landmarks. And that was a full circle moment for me, like seeing the Liberty Bell, because I did that part for my project. I did like the actual Liberty Bell statue or monument. So the crack actually just happened over time, but like it wasn't supposed to be this spectacle that it is. It was literally just a bell that they would ring when they would want to bring the community together to give announcements. And it just turned into like the symbol or figure that it is, like the symbol of justice or freedom, whatever the fuck that means. Because they rang the bell when they were letting the people know that the British were coming or something like that. Yeah, but Philly has like a lot of history. You know, we walked through like City Hall and we could see like some of the building structures, and they have like carved statues of like slaves holding up buildings and shit. I'm like, yeah, because black people built this shit. I saw the remnants of an underground railroad house stop.
Okay.
And this is all in the vlog. You can see it. They actually like dug out the ground, and you could see like the tunnel and the passageway for like where the slaves would be, which was pretty interesting to see. But also like. You know, we went to D.C., we learned about D.C. history, and we were in Philly, and you literally just learned about the fact that, like, America is just a fucked up place.
Very much so.
Fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very
shitty
much
place
so.
Built on the backs of black people. And they have nothing, really, a lot of them have nothing to show for it.
Philly is also very small.
Very small.
Like very.
But all of the East Coast
is.
Like, everything. Like, in Illinois, you can drive 5 hours and still be in the same state. One of our friends was like, oh yeah, I went to Jersey real quick, I'll be back, and she was back in 2 hours.
People go to New York, it's a 2-hour drive.
Yeah, Which is why there were so many people at that fucking festival, because they were probably coming from all over.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that was Philly. We went to South Street because it was open. Saturday it wasn't open, but we went back on Sunday. It wasn't open either, but on Monday it was open. We went during the day. We went to Fat Tuesdays. Went to Ish Kabibbles to get some Philly cheesesteaks, and I met Chief Keef.
Love Sosa.
Bang bang.
How was that?
It was a cool guy. I forgot to give him my business card, which I should have done. I wasn't thinking. But he did give me $50.
Does he actually talk as hood as people be catching the clips of?
I think so. I mean, I'll post, because I didn't even post the one where I was actually speaking to him. I just posted the one where, like, I was like, oh, it's Chief Keef. I think so. I don't really remember. I was distracted, but he was pulling up lean, which was so crazy, just in the car, just literally pulling up the soda.
I would assume he's still making bands. I don't know how he's spending it, but I would assume
he just don't be in Chicago. I was literally with two police officers.
Probably
like,
get arrested
from Chicago.
If he came to Chicago.
No, yeah, he literally has a warrant out for his
arrest. Yeah, I was about to say.
I was with two Chicago police officers. I didn't know they were police officers until after. And they was like, that's Chief Keef. And I was like, oh. Well, I'm going to go take a picture because I...
Yeah, did you ever listen to Chief Keef like that?
Yes, what? We went to the same high school together.
Yeah.
Everybody thought they was hood figures.
Did you listen to Chief Keef? First of all, I mean,
did I have his music downloaded? Yes. Would I listen to it in the ears? Yes.
First of all, I never thought I was a hood figure. I just thought his shit was fire.
Okay. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, but then we made it to our flight on time with barely any time left.
Oh, this was actually crazy. So, Yemi, I came from WeWork, walked in, and I was like, what time is our flight? Keep in mind, you, it's like 6:15.
Yeah.
And then Yemi was like, oh, yeah, it's at 6:44.
It starts boarding at 6:44, yeah.
Yeah, it starts boarding at 6:44.
And Deji, our cousins, his was at like 7:30.
7 something. Yeah. So it timed up really decent.
Yeah.
And then Yemi looked at the flight. She's like, this shit said it started boarding at 6:38.
Yeah.
So we called the Uber. So basically, we had about like maybe 20 minutes to get there if we're lucky.
Yeah. And we were like 20 minutes away from the airport, our hotel.
Right. So called the Uber, did all that, get to the airport.
Get through TSA.
Yeah, I went through TSA, which TSA and Philly was a joke.
Just trash.
And I'm not saying a joke as in it was badly. Like, literally, it was put your stuff down, walk in less than 30 seconds. Like, we weren't even in line that long.
Yeah, no.
But then the real messed up part is that
we was trying to get into the place was what was really fucking us up, because you got to walk down the stairs, walk through the aisle, do all this.
Yeah.
I'm like, it shouldn't have to be this complicated. If we would have missed the flight, we would have been trying to find where the fuck TSA was. That shit pissed me off. No, because literally, like, I was lost trying to find where the TSA was. We was running through the hotel. I mean, yes. through the airport.
Well, you were running. I was walking because I knew we was going to make it. I'm telling y'all.
Don't tell them no fucking 15 minutes. I don't know what's happening. Let's continue the story. So either way.
No, I got to let the people know.
No, because I don't want you to tell them and then they do it.
You literally have nothing but a 15 minutes before your flight. I should say 15 minutes before your flight takes off when the gate closes to make it to your flight. That's all I was saying. So while Yemi was doing all this running, I was walking. I said, okay, cool. What time is our flight actually supposed to take off? Because they literally go now, they hold that gate open to the last minute. Before the pandemic, they was really strict with it. I'm not going to lie to you. It'd be set time, gates closed.
Yeah, but now they give people a little bit more grace.
Yeah, they give grace now. It's crazy. But we got there, and then after we got there,
we got on the flight,
perfect time and everything, right?
Literally.
We get on the plane, it's 30 minutes go by, which is typical, right? You know you're going to be on the plane as everybody boards, gets ready, da-da-da. 30 minutes go by, then 45, then an hour. Then they're like, oh, yeah.
We're going to deplane.
We're going to deplane. And then I said, what?
Child, mind you, we both sick as fuck.
Sick as hell, nose running, coughing like a muff. That was
sniffling. Just
I've never been more uncomfortable on a flight in my life.
Uncomfortable. Like, it was the worst time of my life.
I had a whole row to myself because a lot of people just said, fuck it, we'll just
take a different flight.
Yeah, we'll take the credit. I was like, I don't need to be in this.
No, we just waiting. Like, we just gonna wait it out eventually. Yeah. Literally, Deji asked, he went back to his original seat. Oh, mommy. I said, if I can't sit in first class, I'm finna sit in this business plus. I'll sit in comfort plus with all the leg room, window seat, whole row to myself.
I had the whole row to myself,
but
I was
back there.
I was dying, bro. Like, I was
just
literally
struggling.
Like,
The row next to me was open too. You could have sat there.
No, I had a whole row to myself. So
I'm saying like the whole row next to me was open too, because I was sitting next to these two ladies, and like I had talked to her because she had like her own soap business or whatever. And I was just talking to her, and then like when we were getting off the plane, she was like, "I wonder where you went." I was like, "Girl, look at me in Comfort Plus, just relaxing." I was gonna sit in first class, but they would have known that I didn't belong there.
They wouldn't.
They'd be like, "Ma'am, can you please go to your original seat?"
Because honestly, I was really sick. I was coughing.
When we got on, it was a full plane. When we left, that bitch was empty.
Maybe 30 people stayed and thugged that. Because honestly, it was like 3.5 hours.
Yeah, we were so delayed. Oh my God.
And then we got back at like
12 midnight.
Yeah, something like that.
As opposed to getting home at 8 o'clock, 7, because right. we would have gained an hour back.
And then.
Oh my gosh.
Touchdown. And then after that, I was sick as hell for a week. No, but that was Philly.
For 2 weeks.
Well, you 2 weeks. For me, just a week.
I was sick for like 3 weeks. I was sick for like a month. I lost so much weight. So crazy.
But that was Philly. Silly and Philly. It was fun.
Yes, we got Silly and Philly amongst all the things.
We had water, ice, chopped cheese.
How was the Philly cheesesteak?
Philly cheesesteak. It was all right. I mean, I didn't have it with Cheese Whiz like y'all, but it was.
No, I didn't have Cheese Whiz on it. I just got the regular American.
I wish that y'all would have got barbecue sauce for me.
I forgot. I'm going to be honest with you. I've had better Philly cheesesteaks outside of Philly.
I would agree.
I probably need to go to another Philly cheesesteak.
That bread
place.
Was too hard. The oil didn't really absorb. Mm-hmm. There was. Mm-hmm. I feel like it was some.
It was sweating through the bag. Like
I felt like it was some lean ass Philly cheesesteak because I was like I was expecting it to be like one
bad for you.
Correct.
Yeah,
it was
healthy.
There was no mushrooms. There was no. I don't even know if there was onions on it.
There was.
There was no peppers on it.
There was peppers on it.
And then I just felt like it was mid.
But we tried a shot. We tried a place. Maybe we'll go back for like 2 days and then we'll, you know, we'll do the actual Philly, and we'll taste all the Philly cheesesteaks and we'll taste the water ice. But that was Philly.
I will not go back to Philly to just ingest.
What would you go back for? Dairy.
Nothing, really.
Okay, I'm about to say, like, what would you go back for?
Maybe Roots Picnic, but I don't know. After that last time, I'm like, y'all really played me.
No, they would need to have, like, some serious heavy hitters.
Well, they did, Yemi.
They did. But for me to go back, they would have to bring, like, all the same people, like Summer, Jasmine, add Ari, add Tiana.
Well, Tiana don't perform no more, so.
Yeah, but, I mean, if she come back, like, they would have to add all of my singing girls.
She's making hella money everywhere else.
Good for her. That's how I want to be when I grow up. And that's why I feel like there's no limit to the things that I can do, because these people, these celebrities that you see, because people be like, damn, Suki, I didn't know you did this. I don't know you did that. But I'm like, celebrities literally just do it all because they have the access
money
to do it.
Yeah. Once you have money in this country, you can basically do whatever you
want. I'm like, the goal for me is to definitely be Issa Rae and just, you know, be able to create content and do that. But like until then, I'm gonna do
whatever the hell you
whatever
feel like.
I want because it's working for me.
I mean, Kanye literally has so much money that this man started the shoe line and now everybody wanna wear Yeezus.
Shoes, he does his music, he clothes, yeah, fashion. Clothes. Yeah. So like Kim Kardashian makeup
streaming platform.
The bitches, like all these people have everything that they do. So we just need to do the same too, because we're only limiting ourselves because we're so narrow minded. Like our parents are still trying to push for us to go get master's degrees. Like we need to do that. And we don't.
Sure.
Because they're so narrow minded in their thinking. They think that's how you become successful in this country. No. How you become successful is by doing what the fuck you want to do and doing it correctly.
You do what you want to do. Do it with integrity.
And intention, right?
And intention. And don't let nobody dictate your path. Don't. Hey. One thing I'm going to say is if you got a dream, don't fold.
Chase it. If we was in Philly with the original dream chaser, Meek Mill.
We didn't even. And he wasn't even out there.
No, so but we was just where he was from.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, Philly was cool. The people were probably the best part for
me. Yeah. Being in that community with our friends and like being able to do stuff. Because like me and Deji, you know, we'll kick it by ourselves. But having more people like to be a part of the experience with was fun too. So,
of course.
Yeah, Philly was cool. If you want to see some of the stuff that we talked about, definitely go on YouTube and watch our blog. It is up now, all 57 minutes of it in its glory.
It was a long time. And honestly, there wasn't a lot of talking though. It was just more of us. Like it wasn't like we were talking for 5 minutes on end. It's just a lot of like. It was action-packed.
Yeah.
We was doing a lot from the water ice to the chopped cheese.
Did you really enjoy that water ice? Because you keep talking about it.
That shit was fire.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I don't know what it was about that passion fruit, but it had that tang.
Yeah.
That tangy taste. And then it was soft, sweet. Yes. And then it was citrus. And,
you could still get your ice cream fixed because you know you don't eat ice cream. So. Man,
you know what I'm saying? I like any frozen dessert, but ice cream, I mean, shit. It was good. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
So, but getting silly in Philly, it was a wonderful time. Mm-hmm. Shout out to all the Johns that made it a wonderful time.
Not the Johns.
And yeah, Philly, I wouldn't live there. But another thing, if y'all go to Philly, mm-hmm. it's a very dirty town.
Uh-oh.
Similar to New York. Mm-hmm. Like, if you got clean shoes, them bitches are probably going to come back dirty. You know what I'm saying? That's it. That's my only insight.
Yeah. So moving forward, do you have a decipher for today?
A deju decipher? I don't actually.
Well,
I've been pretty decent for the most part.
Yeah, good for you. It's some steps and improvements. If we need to change this segment to something else,
you might have to, because I don't know.
Or
I don't
damn,
really be...
you know, damn deju does it again. We talked about it. We talked about the Johns.
The damn deju does again, which was the Johns. Two random strangers giving me the full details of their
relationship. I was literally listening, like, because deju was outside for a minute. I said
I was just doing that to get some air.
Yeah, because we was in there lit. But deju was outside for a minute. I said, let me check on my brother. So I went outside. I listened to some of the conversation. I looked at the black girl. I said, leave this bitch alone. And she was like, I'm trying.
No, that's what she said. And every time when somebody
I'm doing me, I said, leave this bitch alone. And then I went back inside the house because I said, I'm not about to be in. Me, I don't entertain other people's drama. Deji said, oh, I was just a bystander. Me, I said, because this is a party. Y'all over here bringing the party down with all this drama that y'all doing, this back and forth.
Oh, no, I like that shit.
I like drama too a little bit. I will lie to you. I like a little bit of drama.
Because they was talking about some shit and she's like, but I love her. I was like, girl, what you love is yourself, and somebody is feeding into that.
Right.
That's why your ass is still doing this.
What's love got to do with it?
Because the moment she'd be like, you know what, we done. I don't want to see you no more, da-da-da. That's how you'll know. Because guess what? You're going to go right back to that dude like you said you was. But just do that from the jump.
Yes. Okay, so I do have a things I send Deji on Twitter.
Wow, I forgot about this. Which one?
It's way back when. It's from 6/12/22.
Okay.
It says, brawl at half smoke, hashtag half smoke, hashtag Washington, D.C.
Oh, my God. Is that the one where the girls were fighting in the brunch spot?
Yes, Deji. Yeah. And remember, we went there.
We did go to half smoke.
Yes.
Wait, that was in D.C.?
Yeah, it was in D.C.
That was a nice place.
It was cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was not giving, brawl in the brunch spot. Definitely.
No, it's a brunch spot, but it's right by a college, so that makes sense.
Okay.
That half smoke spot was right by Howard.
Yeah.
So
it was in the hood. So that's true.
Not hood, but
no, Howard is in the hood of DC. That's the
yeah,
hood.
But younger crowd is what I was gonna
yeah,
say.
Yeah, was it young people fighting?
I don't know. I can't tell because I mean,
yeah,
no
we're not gonna listen to it right now, but definitely we'll post it on Nothing But a G Thing Twitter so you guys can watch it.
Yeah, that shit was definitely wild.
I was like, we was just there and it was not given that. It's a cute little brunch spot and they have 20,000 things on their menu.
Yeah, that's why I said it was a decent place because you could really get whatever you want.
20,000 things.
And I had
peach mimosas.
I had the lobster fries and I was like, yeah, these are decent. And then I had something else. But they really do sausages, which is weird.
Yeah.
I'll let y'all have that. But no, I mean, Philly was a wonderful time. I'll keep saying this to the day.
I don't know if I have a ghetto intellectual question for today, though.
It's okay. We were on vacation. You can save it for the next episode.
Okay. Yeah. We got to get back into the swing of things, friends. But we gave y'all some decent content. You have more than enough things to get into. You can definitely watch the vlog.
Philly vlog. We have a couple vlogs. Philly, Houston, and then DC, which is the first one. Mm-hmm. Houston is just me, I guess.
Yep.
You'll be getting another one from me, I guess. Mm-hmm. When I went to San Francisco, that was a solo trip. Mm-hmm.
For business. Tell them for business.
Sure, yeah, because business definitely paid for that flight and the hotel.
This is nothing but a G thing. If you guys have missed us, because we know we got a lot going on. Keep up with us on our social medias. We are very busy. This is the summer. This is the time for us.
This is usually the grind season for us.
This is definitely the grind season for us. So if you want to keep up with what we're doing when we're not recording the podcast, be sure to follow us on our social media, Nothing But a G Thing. That is on Instagram and Twitter, NOTHINGBAGT. My individual social medias that you can follow me on is Suki G's, SukiGeez. That's on Instagram and Twitter for me.
My socials are the same thing on Twitter and IG. It's damn_Deji with two I's. You spell that DEJII.
Aight.
Y'all keep it lovely.
Cause ain't nothing but a G thing, baby. Two hoes down G, so we crazy. Death Row is the label that pays.